Yeah, and what's interesting is
the doubts people have about both God and Santa Claus are very similar. Okay, well, how does God hear all these prayers? The 7 billion people on the earth, and now this is what a skeptic gets in his mind, 7 billion people on the earth, and God's supposed to, and there's probably a couple billion praying at any particular time. How does God hear all these prayers all at one time? And how does God minister to all these people? Oh. And the Mormon church, they say, well, before we were born, we all lived with God. Well, let me see. There's 7 billion people on the earth now, and since the beginning of civilization, even if the earth was, even if man's only been here 6,000 years, it's got to be 30 to 50 billion people. Man, that was a big family. How could we all have this intimate relationship? See, everybody thinks in the pre-existence, they sat around at the feet of Heavenly Father and Mother like there was only 3 or 4 of them sitting at His feet. But think of 3,000, 30,000, 300,000, 3 million, and then think of 30 or 40 or 50 billion people sitting at God's feet. I mean, how's that possible? I mean, boy, you'd have to wait 100 years to get close enough to even touch His garment. If there's that many people storming around. And furthermore, how did him and maybe even if he had a couple wives, how did they have this many offspring? Man, they would have been really busy. So in Mormon land, we had all these questions. How did all this stuff happen? And that's a really big mystery in the Mormon church. How did they have this? How did they have billions of offspring? Boy, were they hanging around for like billions of years first? And had maybe they just think babies into existence. Or if they're born the same way, if they have to go through a gestation period, well, boy, it would have taken an eternity to have enough for just one world. But according to the teachings, there's billions of worlds out there. So where did all these spirits come from? How did it happen? And so all these mysteries, they're like Santa Claus mysteries, where the logical mind has no explanation. You just got to come up with something. You know, with Santa Claus, you say, well, he come through the window, or he has helpers, or whatever. You know, in religion, you're given these whimsical answers that are non-answers. And sooner or later, they don't satisfy. Like Larry over here says, he studied Mormonism for 10 years, and after about 10 years, he got unsatisfied with it. No longer, he was asking questions, and this happens to all of us. We start asking questions toward that demand real answers. So let's answer a couple of these questions. First of all, we're told that God is aware of even a sparrow falling to the ground. How is that possible? How is it possible that He is able to answer all of our prayers or hear all of our prayers? Now, many of us pray for all kinds of stuff. We don't get answers, and sometimes you do. But let's go by the theory that somebody is listening to our prayers. If it isn't some God sitting on a throne, just being driven crazy. Imagine yourself being this God. You're sitting on this throne up there, and billions of people are asking you to do stuff for them. Man, you think, oh, silly people, I'm just going to tune them out and not even listen. Now, that's what I'd do, you know. I mean, you'd be driven crazy with all the requests, wouldn't you? If you're sitting up there on this throne and getting billions of requests every day, I mean, you'd just turn the dial and just tune them out. You know, it would. You'd have to for your own sanity. So we don't want to drive God crazy, which we probably would if it worked the way the religions say. Now,
does he have a spam filter?
So when you, what'd you say?
Does he have a spam filter for that?
Yeah, I'd filter out a lot of them. Spam filter, James is talking about. What's that? Yeah, there's advantage of having hearing aids. You can just turn it down.
Well, didn't Jim Carrey use post-it notes to do that?
Yeah, right. So where do your prayers go? How are all the billions of prayers heard?
By your own soul.
That's right, your own soul. Every one of us is connected to a higher self. Okay? And that higher self is connected to all the other higher selves. And so that our individual higher self, whose body is the causal body of which we're connected with, can hear. Now, is that the only thing that can hear our prayers? Can somebody else hear?
Other people.
Okay, who? What other people?
Just like the people that were around, like loved ones or...
Okay, well, that's a good point. All of us here are extensions of God. We're the arms and hands and feet of God. So if somebody is in need and you help them, you're an answer to their prayers. And it's funny, if you help somebody, maybe they're broken down in the car and you help them, they'll say, oh, thank God. Well, maybe the guy might be a little offended, say, if he's an atheist in particular. He said, no, you need to thank me. In a way, that's true in the fact that he's an extension of God, so they're both right. The guy deserves thanks, and God deserves thanks too, because we're extensions of God. But there's more to that other people answer than you let on. What's more to it? What other people is there? Who?
The monad? The other higher selves in the monad?
No, he's not a people. Okay? He's pure spirit.
Do you have angels and saints that hear from prayers?
Yeah, but the they...
Well, there's a soul or angel.
That's your higher self. Okay? Your higher self is definitely aware of when your prayer is focused enough. You can get his attention, his or her attention. But there's others. Who else answers prayers?
Christ.
Guides or angels?
Oh, there. Who?
Guides or angels?
Spirit guides.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
You said that?
I just said that.
I didn't hear.
He's not listening to you.
I'm sorry. Well, well, you're on the right track. Yeah, each one of us has different close associations in the other world, and they are called guides, and sometimes they will pay attention. But then sometimes there's visitors from the spirit world that are just kind of touring the earth and checking out and see what's happening here. And you may be praying like crazy, and maybe your higher self isn't paying any attention, and there's a couple of spirits wandering around and they see you praying. And you really want something real bad, and they just might think, well, let's give this guy a helping hand. It looks like he really needs it. And so they might do something to help him get his prayers answered. And it may be just kind of a stroke of luck on the guy's part that's praying. That's why prayers seem to be, prayers are really weird. Sometimes they'll just be answered magically, and other times it's like they're completely ignored. And there doesn't seem to be any specific science behind it. And part of the reason is some of the answers to prayers are because of just luck. Yeah.
I was going to say, I would think, too, it's the amount of intention that you put into your prayer. I mean, some people can pray, it's not really a serious prayer, but there's that one, you know, mother praying for her sick child and... You know, her heart and her intention and everything is so, it's just such a powerful prayer that I think those tend to get answered a little bit quicker than the person saying, you know, I really need a new job.
Well, Susie, it's funny how you often do this. You pick up on something I'm going to talk about, and that was one of the things I was going to talk about a little bit.
What about dead relatives and loved ones?
They hang out.
Yeah, the dead relative or loved one could just be checking in on you, and there you are on your knees, you're praying, you say, oh man, I really need this bad, and they feel sorry for you, so they may do what they can to help you out. They may enter your dream state and give you a message. They may give you an impression, and right in the middle of the prayer you feel encouraged all of a sudden for no reason that you can understand. And so you just never know. Most of your prayers are answered by your higher self if they're intense enough. And this is one of the things I was going to cover a little bit, which I'll do right now since Susie brought it up, is the importance of intensity. Intensity is the key word here.